Same, the same as Rudolph Bell. I mean, it made just like any head in and everything, but it just was a lot of.
So you wouldn't really need it, need the staves bound so tight then with.
They were bound tight.
Did you have a band on top, or did you have anything around the side?
Yeah, had those metal bands around the side. All around the top, had two or three of them around it. You know. You seen these bands with these metal.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I've seen fairly wide bands or hoops or something.
Yeah, that's what they had, them hoops.
Center of, yeah. I see.
They had one around the top, maybe a couple of them around the center of them, and one down the bottom, you see. They had to put together. And they used those barrels a whole lot of time. That's what they made cone with, a bushel of cone. They'd take a flour there and fill it up and pack it good, and they consider that about a bushel of cone. That's the way they used to sell cone.
A barrel would be a bushel.
Yeah, that flour barrel, they used that flour barrel, and they made that cone. And fill it, pack it good, you know, they consider that as a bushel of corn. Yeah, I pour corn that way.
I never heard that. If you had molasses in a barrel, would you describe the different parts that you'd use to get the molasses out? In other words, the barrel be on its side.
Well, molasses, they got the molasses out of the barrel, but just put it like they would anything else. And in that barrel, they had this a faucet, a cork, in the way it opened up, you know.
Did they ever call that a spigot or a spigot?
Spigot, that's right. They had this thing in the barrel. But I never see too many molasses in a barrel. The most of the molasses would be. And then they put in a bucket, gallon bucket.
And to draw the spigot would be made out of wood.
Wood, that's right.
And to draw it off. To fill a jug, a round thing that tapers, what would they call that? Call it a funnel today, but did they have any special
name? You mean a funnel? The thing that you put that in when you.
Kind of round, tapered.
Well, it's funnel, that's something I'm saying. It's funnel. It had no other name for nothing.
They told me that they used to call them tunnels, not funnels.
Yeah, I probably did, but I never heard it.
And also different kinds of sacks and bags that would be used. The differences between crocker sack and crocker bag.
Crocker sacks and then the crocker sacks, but it's one of the bags that they use now. I don't want to see. I don't know of any other bag. They use crocker sacks usually. They use that to put corn. They use it to put potatoes in and everything. And most farmers, that's mostly what they use. They use crocker sacks. No, they never. I don't know of any other bag that they use.
Those would be pretty rough then, right? Wide.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever hear of a tote sack?
A tote sack, crow sack is the same thing.
And somebody was telling me one time that they had bags or sacks made out of cloth.
Cork?
No, like cloth.
Cloth.
And the reason I heard about it is that they used to make clothes.
Fertilizer bags used to be made out of cloth, bag, cotton, cotton cloth, you know. Because in fact, a whole lot of them people used to take those fertilizer sacks and it, you know, they were sewed together and they'd rip them apart, you know.